Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is April 12, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Patient surgeon sex concordance and clinical outcomes after adult cardiac surgery. This large cohort study provided a comprehensive characterization of patient surgeon sex concordance in relation to clinical outcomes following adult cardiac surgery. The research documented data from 223,065 Medicare beneficiaries who underwent coronary artery bypass grafting, surgical aortic valve replacement, or proximal aortic surgery. The study's analysis focused on composite outcomes of mortality and morbidity, including myocardial infarction, stroke, and all-cause readmission, stratified by surgeon and patient sex. These findings contribute crucial information for understanding potential sex-based differences in cardiac surgical care. Article number 2. Increased risk of disabilities in children and adolescents with congenital heart disease of any severity. This retrospective data linkage study found an increased risk of disabilities in children and adolescents diagnosed with congenital heart disease of any severity. The research revealed a higher prevalence of overall and specific disability service use within this patient group compared to matched controls and siblings. These findings highlight a significant burden of disabilities across all severities of congenital heart disease in pediatric patients. The study provides crucial information for long-term care planning and resource allocation for this population. Article number 3. Correlates and prognostic value of serial N-terminal pro-B-type natriuretic peptide assay in congenitally corrected transposition of the great arteries. This study established the correlates and confirmed the prognostic value of serial N-terminal pro-B-type natriuretic peptide assays in adults with congenitally corrected transposition of the great arteries. The research provided specific data on the role of these measurements for heart failure risk stratification in this distinct patient population. The findings confirm N-terminal pro-B-type natriuretic peptide as a relevant cardiovascular biomarker, addressing previously limited data for this group. This offers important insights for clinical monitoring and management of these adults. Article number 4. Long-term outcomes with class 1C antiarrhythmic drug use in atrial fibrillation. This large study characterized the long-term outcomes associated with class 1C antiarrhythmic drug use in 100,748 adult patients with atrial fibrillation. The research documented the cardiovascular benefits and safety profile of class 1C pharmacotherapy in comparison to rate control strategies over an extended period. The findings provide crucial information regarding the real-world efficacy and safety of these agents for rhythm control. This study contributes significantly to the understanding of optimal management strategies in atrial fibrillation patients. Article number 5. MICAN reactivates the cell cycle in adult cardiomyocytes and promotes cardioprotection in myocardial infarction. This study found that MICAN reactivates the cell cycle in adult cardiomyocytes, a significant discovery given their typically limited capacity for cell cycle reentry. The research demonstrated that MICAN promotes cardioprotection following myocardial infarction in preclinical models. These findings suggest a novel therapeutic avenue for enhancing cardiac repair after ischemic injury. The study contributes significantly to understanding the role of MYC family isoforms in cardiomyocyte plasticity and regeneration. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.